www.thebeatmusic.com.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, but it's great to be with you today. So some good common sense health talk is what we'll be doing today. So if you've got any kind of health challenge, from diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, depression, maybe you're going through a bad relationship, you want to talk about that? This really isn't going to be the biggest political show, but it is a health show to get you from where you are to where you need to be with your health. Good common sense health advice. And that's what we do here on this show. Dave Ramsey is a good friend of mine, wrote the foreword in my book, which is called Empowering Your Health. You can pick it up at empoweringyourhealth.com. But this show is about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. I want to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. If you want to call me right now, and the number is 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can visit us online at getwellradio.com. Chelsea Thrash, who's a sophomore at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa, was studying for finals on April 27, 2011. She was in a second-floor apartment near the campus and watching the news because the weather had been volatile all day. She watched the video cameras, caught a massive F4 tornado churning toward Tuscaloosa. She said, "I saw the tornado coming over the Black Warrior River, and I immediately went to the bathroom. And she said, I couldn't feel my legs, so much panic and fear." She recovers from the injuries of what had just happened. And she said the entire apartment building had been destroyed. Rescuers found Chelsea and put her on the tabletop and got her up to the pickup truck, and she was taken to a triage station. And, of course, in Tuscaloosa's DCH hospital, the MRI showed a severe back injury, and that's what happened. So what happened is that, of course, the pressure crushed her spine, and then, of course, it put pressure on the nerves, which would cause the nerves in the legs not to be able to be felt. So it's amazing what happened. The tornadoes, I know that many of you lived through these. I did not. I don't live there, but I only saw pictures and only saw what was on television. But definitely the whole area, we're in our prayers here at the show. That's for sure. But they took her back to the UAB hospital. Chelsea joined hundreds of other victims of the 57 tornadoes that swept across north and central Alabama that day. And UAB's trauma center admitted more than 50 of the seriously injured, most with spinal or chest injuries. And Chelsea had an incomplete L1 spinal burst fracture, which is a big deal. And Dr. Pritchard, who's an MD, he's a neurosurgeon, rather, at UAB. But the will of the human spirit, I think, is amazing sometimes. And that can be the difference between somebody making it through surgery, moving forward in their life, and actually having a faster healing and recovery time, and someone who's not. Because if the mind plays such a big role in the body, in the attitude. And she says in this article, she says, I wanted to get up. I wanted to walk again. She said, I wanted to walk back into class at Alabama in the fall. I didn't want anything to hold me back. But Chelsea, really, to all of us, I think you're a hero in all of this. Because, yes, the medical training and the medical surgery that went through this and the knowledge that it took to get you back to where you needed to be is amazing. I'll tell you, neurosurgery, spinal surgery is unbelievably difficult. The years that a physician has to put in to become a surgeon at that level is pretty much phenomenal. And, there's only so much they can do, though, even in their training. They can do everything they can, but the will to not get well, to do the rehab, to go in and do the work that it takes to get better, I think is really half the battle. And she did. And so with a young girl like that, or young lady like that rather, to go in and say, you know what, I want to walk again. I want to be back in class again. I'm not going to let something like this hold me back. Then I'm going to have hope again that I can get my life back. So, which is amazing, they said that after going through rehab, and this is on August 24th, not 4 months after the tornado, Chelsea returned to campus at the University of Alabama, accompanied by friends and well-wishers. She walked into the biology building for 8 a.m. class. She said, I'm not going back in the state of normalcy, she said, with my friends, teachers, entire town of self, understanding what the tornado had done to her personally, but also to the area. So, Chelsea, we just wish you the best. You're a champion in my book, and having worked with many patients so much, and seeing the people that want to get well and people that are just kind of have a negative mindset and just a woe is me kind of mindset, and it takes them forever to heal, and it takes them forever to get better. And Chelsea, you're just one of those that actually jumped in and said, you know what, I'm going to do whatever it takes. And there you have it. She was back. So it's amazing that when you set your mind to do something with a goal, at what can happen. So, powerful story. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And this show's about you. It's about your health, and it's about your life. Let's kick it off and go with Sonia. Hi, Sonia. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Well, I'm 44, and I have for about 10 months now been having extreme joint pain in my hips and my knees, mostly, and in my hands.
Okay.
But I'm uninsured.
So being that you're uninsured, have you gone to any type of clinic at all, whether it be a faith-based clinic or maybe like a clinic that would accept people that don't have insurance? Have you done that yet?
No, I have not.
Okay. All right. There are clinics that they have. They're called faith-based, and they're called for the working uninsured. And what that really means is that they'll have clinics available where it's sponsored by a hospital, or maybe some churches are involved and they fund it at some level. And so, for example, a typical office visit may be $10 instead of, you know, let's say $85 or $150 at a normal doctor's office for someone that doesn't have insurance. So that's, you know, one thing that can be helpful. But let's try to break it down a little bit right here on the phone and I'll, or on the radio, and I'll go through it with you a couple of things. So you had joint pain that came on out of nowhere over the last 4 to 5 months, right?
About 10 months, actually. It's been a while.
It's been a while. And did it come on out of nowhere? Were you feeling fine and then all of a sudden it just came on?
No, I was actually during the work that I was doing at the time, which I have quit, I was pushing heavy carts. And it actually started in my hips. And I have since quit that job because I couldn't physically do it anymore. And I'm working somewhere else. But it was kind of accelerated during that job.
Okay. I understand. What is your age, Sonia?
I'm 44.
44. So you're still a spring chicken. So that's a good thing. You got that working in your favor. So let's do this. We're going to go into a commercial break, and we'll talk about joint pain, hip pain, low back pain, and just the achiness that comes, that can come out of nowhere, even especially if you're working kind of a more labor-intensive job, and what to do about it. I realize you don't have insurance, and it's tough to find a physician, so we'll do a couple things. We'll dig in a little bit to some of the details, and then see if we can't find a place maybe that would be good for you to go. So hang tight, and we'll come back to answer all of those topics. 888-283-7272. You can check us out at GetWellRadio.com. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio to get you from where you are to where you need to be. America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure.
store. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plan this weekend, you're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-501-0876. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-501-0876. That's 1-800-501-0876. 1-800-501-0876.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Oh,
lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio. You can check us out at getwellradio.com. Talking with Sonia going into the break. And we were talking with Sonia. And Sonia, you had a lot of joint pain you've been dealing with for quite some time and really haven't had it diagnosed because you don't have any insurance, so you're unable to go to the doctor, really. But it's been going on to the point where it took you out of work and you had to switch into another job that's less labor-intensive, I assume. So
yes.
Have you done anything yet on your own? Has anyone helped you? Have you changed your diet? Have you been taking supplements? Have anyone even taken any medication, Advil, anything like that?
Yeah, I do. I take Aleve and then I take glucosamine.
Okay. Has it helped?
It seems to maybe help a little bit. You know, it's a little bit. I won't say it's not helping at all, but it does a little bit.
All right. Do you have any history of arthritis in your family?
No, I don't. The only other history I have, I was diagnosed about 10 years ago with degenerative disc disease. Because I had had back surgery.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yes, I have.
All right. What level did you have back surgery on?
L4 and L5.
Okay. Got it. Are you overweight now?
I am a little bit overweight, yes. Probably 30 to 40 pounds.
All right. That plays a big role. You know that, right? I mean, it does play a role. Okay. So the game plan is, I mean, without a doubt, we need to get you to a physician so they can get kind of a good overview of what's going on. I think so, because you need blood work, and there's several things that can happen that they could find in the blood work that could give some really good information on what direction the doctor wants to go. So that's a good way to go, and I do recommend you may be finding a kind of a faith-based clinic in the area that would, you know, the office visits are going to be cut down a little bit. They've got some funding from other areas. And, you know, a lot of people think, well, the doctors aren't as good. Well, they're not. Usually they're actually very, very good. It's a lot of times doctors that have been practicing for 40 years and they're maybe going part-time now, or they're just, you know, it's like playing golf to them. They like to go over and that's what they love to do. And honestly, those are some of the best people, men and women, to talk to, because they've been doing it for so long. They've seen everything under the sun. And they're not doing it for a paycheck. Really, they're doing it because they're doing what they love. That's who that's what I'd want to be going to. So something to think about, all right? And just about every major city has them. You can just look them up and you can find them. Usually call churches and maybe just call some hospitals and they'll kind of guide you in that area. But I would definitely look into that, all right? So joint pain, let's talk about it. Now, if you're overweight by 30 to 40 pounds, the research always tells us that even 10 pounds of extra weight on someone is enough to create joint pain in the knees, in the hips, in the lower back. Now, you're a little predisposed to back issues or joint issues because you've already had back surgery. So years ago, you're telling me that L4, L5, which is the bottom part of the lower back, is where you had surgery. So there could be some tendencies nutritionally in your body for deterioration. And if you've been living a certain way over a long period of time, because remember, our body is a sum total, the health of our body is a sum total of our choices. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. And so somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way in. But the good news is that if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, typically you can lifestyle your way out many times and improve the body. So that's one place to look at. I mean, losing the weight, coming up with a good game plan for diet, for exercise, and working on your body overall, very important, okay? And just remember, the body can regenerate. So even though the back has been deteriorating, and there might be some genetic factors for that, that's why some blood work now would be really good to get some good information, and a good physician will be able to do that. They'll be able to check that out and look into that for you. But nutritionally, there probably is a lot going on. And we get sick for three different ways. Number one, we have genetic tendencies that mom and dad pass down to us. And that just is what it is. But it's not a lot. It's about 25%. With some health challenges, it's a little bit more. Then you've got toxicity in the environment, toxins from our water supply, food supply, whatever. And then you've got even emotional toxins. Bad relationships can literally affect the mind to the point where it affects the body. We know that because there's plenty of studies on it. And then nutritional deficiencies play a big role. And that's why it's good to get a big blood panel done at least every 6 months to see exactly what's going on inside the body. from a nutritional perspective, because nutritional deficiencies play a big role in a lot of different aspects of the body. So, for example, if your joints are deteriorating and your body stays acidic most of the time and not more alkaline, and if your body has potential issues breaking down proteins, if you've got some types of issues within the digestive tract and you're not handling your foods very well, then you're not digesting, absorbing, and assimilating, and your body is only healthy as that process can happen. Most people digest and process about 15 to 20% of the foods they eat, and you know, most of us need to be digesting at least 80 or 90%. That's why things like proteolytic enzymes and betaine hydrochloride and also digestive enzymes can be very helpful with people, especially over the age of about 28. After that, our digestive tract begins to weaken a little bit. And you know, stress, of course, enters everybody's life because it is what it is. And then we can start having issues, more inflammatory issues, like what you're talking about. So the anti-inflammatory diet is a great place to start, because at the end of the day, you need to see a doctor, get some blood work done, have them evaluate you, no doubt. They may tag a diagnosis like arthritis, but they may look into some more autoimmune conditions too and see if there's any breakdown there. And that's going to be good information for you and the doctor. So that's always really important. But following a good anti-inflammatory diet first is always a good way to go. My book, Empowering Your Health, does have one in it. And it's a lot of foods that will bring health to the body. And it also tells you the foods that will kind of take health out of the body. And the supplements that you were talking about, like glucosamine and whatnot, those are fine. Fish oils have been shown to be really good, too. And vitamin D3 is a great test to have done with your doc when you go over there and ask them, say, please run my vitamin D, because the numbers, if they're low, we found, can be causing, or one of the root causes of some joint pain. And that can be a big player for a lot of people. But losing the weight is a key. If you don't have someone that you can work with, work on, just get out and walk. Walking is some of the best exercise, and I talk a lot about that on the website. getwellradio.com. But really, the key is, do you want to get well? And then making a decision and getting a great team of people around you, a physician included, that can walk with you in the process. All right. Fish oil is a big one, too. Do some research on cod liver oil. Very good for joint related issues.
For a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area, 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com, spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. If you got questions about your health, we'll take you from where you are to where you need to be, regardless of what it is, whatever you're struggling with, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, depression, anxiety, your big toe hurts, your low back hurts, you got migraines, you don't like your husband. Hey, listen, we'll talk about all of it. You give me a call right now and we'll get into it. Today we're going to talk a little bit of that good old health talk radio, common sense health talk to get you from where you are to where you need to be. You know, the body's pretty amazing. You know what's amazing too is that we spend so much of our time working, right? We work, we make money, earn money, however you want to put it, and we work so hard for that, for our homes and for our things and cars and, you know, to provide for our family, all those sorts of things. You ever think about the fact that we put more value on things that can be replaced? Your house could burn down, but you can replace it. And you could wreck your car and get a new one. And you could lose your job and get another one. But when you lose your health, you know that's the one thing that was given to you for free? You're born with it. Most of us, unless there's some type of genetic disorder. But most of us are born pretty healthy. And that was given to us for free. And by the choices we make throughout our lives, that's what changes. And that's how our body ages, and that's how it gets into more of a health challenge and disease state. But I've got good news. The good news is that they found in studies that if we can lifestyle our way into getting sick, right, by the air we breathe, water we drink, foods that we eat, not exercising, those sorts of things, and we can truly lifestyle our way back and improve our health and get well. And that's the key. And that's the challenge I really put out to everyone. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about that. It's common sense health, but to realize there's a challenge. The challenge is, what are you doing with your health right now? Do you need to lose 20 pounds and you know it? What are you doing about it? You have kids and grandkids, but you're not losing the weight, and you've got diabetes and heart disease and high cholesterol, and you're just taking your pills and trucking right along and said, well, grandma had it and mama had it, so I guess I'm just supposed to have it. My kids will probably have it too. Or are you going to draw a line in the sand and say, you know what, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. I'm going to change my lifestyle. Let's go to Hayden now. Hi, Hayden. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, my problem is I have a severe cramps in the calves of my legs. It really started, it runs all of them down my leg, but I have severe cramps in the calves of both my legs, especially my right one. And at one time I was taking quinine for it, and it seemed like that was give me some relief, but they've quit putting that. I suppose they've taken it off the market or whatever, and I'm just looking for some relief somewhere.
Does it happen all day long, Hayden, or does it happen just at night when you're sleeping?
That night, the mostly it happens, it wakes me up at night about 2 o'clock while I'm sleeping.
Okay. Pretty common, and I'll tell you that have you been your physician, and have you gone that route yet, or are you just calling me for the first time?
This is the first time that I've called you. Like I said before, I was taking quinine. I had consulted my physician about it, but they took it off the market, so what am I supposed to do?
All right, I got you. So that's the place where you're at right now. Well, I would still go back, talk to your doctor. I think that's always a good way to go, and the reason for that is somebody needs to have their hands on you, even outside of our conversation. But I can give you some real good information, what's out there, research, and why the body's doing what it's doing. Okay, typically, if you're a coffee drinker, which most people are in America, if you're a coffee drinker, a lot of times the caffeine can deplete calcium in the body. And calcium is a big player. It's one of our big minerals. Okay. Well, if you deplete calcium and you're already vitamin D deficient, which many people are, and you don't get vitamin D from drinking a bunch of milk, so it's fortified, and it's very hard to get the amount of vitamin D that your body really needs. So scrap that one. All right. Important, if you go talk to your doctor, get a test done for vitamin D, the blood test, and make sure your numbers are between about 60 or 70 and 90 on the higher end of the range. Very important if you're dealing with a lot of leg cramps. The other thing, too, there's some foods that are very beneficial. Dark leafy green vegetables can be good. Goat's milk yogurt is actually very good. I know that sounds terrible, but actually goat's milk yogurt is highly absorbable to the body for a source of calcium. Probably one of the best sources that we have. Better than cow's milk yogurt, it is one of the best sources. And many times nutritionists will tell you for cramping and that sort of thing to take that sort of thing at night, maybe 8 ounces at night before you go to bed. It gets a lot of good results. So, for example, calcium could be a big one. Magnesium, we're very deficient in, because it's just not in our soil as much as it used to be. So even if you eat a lot of vegetables and you eat organic, many people are still depleted in magnesium, and that can play a big role too. There's supplements out there. You can do magnesium supplements. Potassium is another one. Don't really eat a banana before bed. That's not the best thing because it's going to throw your blood sugar off too much at that point. But it's a mineral issue is my bottom line. So calcium, magnesium, potassium, those are the big three that can cause the leg cramping, and it's very, very common. And as a matter of fact, it's extremely common. We see it a lot of times with people that are taking other medications, people that drink a lot of coffee. So my thoughts to you from a nutritional perspective, if that's kind of what you're looking at, is if you drink any caffeine, you might want to scrap that for a little while you're working on the nutritional portion of that and looking at the different minerals. You can do a supplement for them. You can use the foods. A lot of the fruits, like fresh berries, they contain a lot of magnesium. They also contain potassium in them. That can be good as well. And you can eat those throughout the day, but supplements are a good form too that you might want to look into. And if you go to a health food store or whatnot, lifestylesearch.org is a good website to go to check out things like that. But, yeah, I mean, that's a couple things you can do to get the leg cramps taken care of. But I will tell you this. It's not just a condition you have and you need to take a drug for it, okay? And your doctor will probably talk to you about the deficiencies. That's why it's good to go consult with them. And there are drugs out there, like Requip. There are drugs that can actually kind of pacify it, but it's not going to get to the root cause of what's going on, if that makes sense. So there are medications. If you want to go that route, you can definitely do that. Your doc will talk to you about it. But at the end of the day, nutritional deficiencies, you have to look at why the body's doing what it's doing. It's doing it because it's deficient in something. It's not getting something that it needs. And it's kind of the root cause of many different health challenges. So hopefully that'll be helpful. But definitely get to see someone, and you might want to talk to somebody at your local health food store about the different supplements, potassium, magnesium, and calcium, and even getting into more of the foods. I'm a bigger fan of getting everything you can from foods even more than supplements, if that makes sense. All right? Thanks, Hayden, for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. We give you some good old healthy talk radio. There's a woman found dead after breathing toxic fumes at a Georgia McDonald's. Fox News reported that an elderly woman died and eight other people were hospitalized after breathing toxic fumes at a McDonald's restaurant. Was that the hamburgers or was it something else? The Savannah Morning News reported Thursday, investigators said a toxic mix of chemicals used to clean bathrooms. Oh, okay, my bad. To blame for the sickening customers Wednesday at the McDonald's in Pooler, Georgia, 10 miles west of Savannah. One McDonald's employee on the morning news actually stated that they were hospitalized when breathing. Ann Felton, who's an 81-year-old woman from Ponte Vedra, Florida, was found unconscious in the restaurant's bathroom. She died early Thursday, on the paper said. Firefighters were alerted to the fumes after a restaurant patron stayed in the bathroom for more than 10 minutes. And Pooler Fire Chief Wade Simmons said that Pooler firefighters said Savannah Fire Department hazardous materials, their team came in and decontaminated everything, including the patrons, and made sure they were doing okay. But the U.S. Occupational Health and Safety Administration has opened an investigation into the incident. So toxins in our environment, I'm telling you, they are everywhere. And we get sick for three different reasons. This is a great example. Number one, nutritional deficiencies. We don't eat the right kind of foods over a long period of time, and what happens is our body ends up breaking down. It's true. It's going to happen. Not if it'll happen or when, it's when it'll happen. And it really is true, because if you eat the wrong foods over a long period of time, the body can only make, remember, old cells are dying off every single day. New cells are forming every single day. This is like sixth grade science class right here, okay? So you've got cells that only last about 90 to 120 days. It's all they live for. So you're either going to have fast food cells and junk food cells, or you're going to have healthy cells by eating healthy foods. And really, that's how the body works. Now, there are genetic tendencies that our body has that can make abnormal cells, no doubt about it. But it's only about 25 to 30%. It's not everything. And then you've got the toxins in the environment that play a role, too. So three reasons we get sick: nutritional deficiencies, toxins in the environment, and genetics. Genetics play 25 to 30%, maybe at that. Some disease processes, quite a bit more, but very, very few. And then also you've got the environment. So this right here, I mean, this is an extreme case of a toxic overload to someone whose body couldn't handle it. But at the same time, you're getting toxins in the food when you go and eat all the preservatives and whatnot at certain restaurants. And that we get every single day, or in the water supply, the fluoride and the chlorine. Chlorine is one of the most toxic substances we have. So imagine that. I mean, the cleaning products and this lady breathed were probably full of unbelievable, I mean, chemicals. I mean, chlorine had to be in that. Bleach had to be a part of that at some point. And those are products we have at home all the time. But too much of it, look what it did to her. So it's amazing how our health is influenced by our environment. But we have to control that. I mean, if you walk into a restaurant and something smells crazy like that, blow out of there. I mean, the reality is your environment, the food you eat, the air you breathe, the water you choose to drink, the exercise you choose to do or not to do, the proper rest and stress level management, all those sorts of things sound so basic, common sense. Well, it is. Calling one of those dumb moments. That's the reality. Those are the things we can control. And if you do control those and make really good choices, you can have amazing health. And on this show, that's what we're all about, is getting from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Because you can change. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. You want to check us out online? Go to getwellradio.com.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community that you empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Are you looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Loading. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy.
I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to healthybody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, getwellradio.com. If you want some healthy talk radio, we can talk and chat then every single day. And it's 888-283-7272. And we'll be there for you to answer questions about your health. And, of course, we've got new preferred wellness provider location coming. So we'll be able to help you any way we can to help you get well, stay well, and live well. Our quote for the day comes from George Bush Sr. He says, I have opinions of my own, strong opinions, but I don't always agree with them. Very, very good. Email came in, Robert in Birmingham. He says, over the last 6 months, my doctor has been monitoring my blood pressure. It's been high, and he's wanting to put me on some medication. I really don't want to go on the meds. What foods can I eat to lower my blood pressure? Well, let me tell you a couple things, Robert. First, you want to do what your doctor tells you. I really mean that. And that's... Because blood pressure is not something to play around with. Now, you can do things naturally, no doubt. A lot of people want to know what kind of nutritional things can I do, lifestyle-based decisions can I make and choices can I make. And those, there are plenty of them. We're going to talk about it real quick. But things like lisinopril, some of the basic medications that you would take for blood pressure, even at a 10 milligram, 5 milligram, is break them in half or whatever you want to do, those types of medications, for a small period of time, especially if you're overweight or you're trying to drop weight, it's not that big of a... I mean, it's something that you shouldn't be worried about. I know you don't want to go on that, but it's something that if your doctor's recommending, you should strongly consider. And that's just my thought, because blood pressure is not something you want to play around with at all. And there's some things that docs will give you some leeway on, but blood pressure is usually not one of them, especially if they've had you checked and then they have you come back in a couple of weeks and they check it again and they make sure it's not white coat syndrome and you're not, your blood pressure is just not going up because you're there at the office. And so it's something you want to consider. I would definitely understand that. And I'm going to tell you some what research is out there on more of a nutrition and lifestyle-based care, but I just want to tell you that because it's really important. A lot of people think, well, I just don't want to do that and I think that's crazy, and it's not crazy, actually. It's actually pretty smart. So anyway, let's get on to the part you probably want to hear about. So, Robert, here's the deal. Studies have shown for exercise, obviously 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week is something that's very good for blood pressure, but also jumping on up and down on a mini trampoline. It's called rebounding. Now, this was discovered about 10 years ago. Harvard did a study on rebounding and its effect on blood pressure, and they found that it was very, very good and very positive. And so rebounding is kind of like that little mini trampoline. There's a real good one that we've used in our different clinics called UrbanRebounder.com, UrbanRebounder.com, and you can, they're like $100. They've got a little handrail you can hold on to, and they're very durable. So those are actually really good. 5 minutes a day up to 20 minutes a day, and you kind of work up to that. You know, I always tell people just put it in front of the television, watch your favorite football game or sitcom or whatever you want to do, and all of a sudden it'll be over. And so it goes by really, really fast. It's very good for you, no matter what your age is, and it's very easy on the joints, too. So great exercise regardless, but it's great for blood pressure. Now, there's a lot of nutritional things you want to think about, too. Blood pressure, obviously. You want to watch sodium intake. You also have to make sure and work with your doctor, make sure that your adrenal glands are not overly fatigued, because if they are, that can affect blood pressure as well. But there are certain supplements out there that have been shown to be helpful. There's what's called NO2, nitric oxide, and there's a combination of citrulline and arginine, which have been known and helpful at working with pressure-related issues in the body. And so that's something you might want to do some research on. NADH is a version of niacin. It's a non-flushing niacin, and they've had some strong studies on that with potassium and magnesium. So, I mean, there's some good things out there. If you want to look into it, go to a health food store and talk to some of those folks there, and they can kind of guide you. But a good healthy diet is important, too. I know your doctors have probably talked with you about that. And, you know, a healthy diet or a diet that's high in the omega-3 fats, low in the high glycemic carbohydrates like the bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, those sorts of things, and then keeping your protein levels at a moderate level, good lean quality proteins, chicken, fish, beef, eggs, those sorts of things. All of that is a great way to go. It's about balance. You don't have to go extreme with anything, but it's about balance, really, when it comes down to blood pressure. Exercise, eating well, managing your stress, watching the salt intake, looking into some of the supplementation and looking into the rebounding. I mean, there you go. That's it right there. And as long as you don't, if you're not extremely overweight, then you should be successful at it. So just a couple things to think about. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Kathy. Hi, Kathy. Welcome, darn. How can I help?
Hi. I am preparing for a 60-mile walk for breast cancer.
Okay.
And in the training walks that I'm doing, I've noticed the more miles I do. We have arthritis that runs in my family, but I've never really struggled with it. And my hips have started grinding. It's the only way I know to describe it. Is there something I can do exercise-wise or a supplement that I can take to kind of help deter that from becoming a problem?
I would do a couple things. I mean, if you're asking my thoughts on it, I mean, glucosamine is okay, but again, vitamin D is just such a big player. Get a blood test done for vitamin D with your doctor. That's always a good way to go. Omega-3 fatty acids are really important. Actual oil itself. So a tablespoon at least once or twice a day is typically indicated for people that have a lot of joint-related issues, but vitamin D is a big player. But believe it or not, cutting out foods from your diet will actually make a big difference in joint pain. A lot of times it's inflammation that's caused by gluten, which is a protein found in most grains. So breads, pasta, cereal, crackers, a lot of the flour-based foods can really cause a lot of joint pain. It's amazing. So you might want to start eliminating some of the foods out of your diet, like the flour-based foods and the cow's milk dairy. Do it for 2 weeks and see how your body responds. You might be surprised that you have a food allergy, possibly. Thanks so much for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio. We'll be right back with some more Healthy Talk Radio. The phone number, 888-283-7272. There's always hope for better.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and giving with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed...
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.